This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You may have already been impacted by the new interstate closures. Starting today, major construction begins on the west leg of the I-94 East-West project in Milwaukee County. This phase will close the southbound 175 exit ramp to Miller Way for about 30 days. The entire project involves expanding 94 to four lanes each way between 70th Street and Zablocki Drive. The project will also see the reconstruction of a Holly Road interchange. This part of the work is expected to last until 2028. A dry, windy day is raising fire danger concerns across southern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says conditions will peak late this morning through the afternoon, with breezy winds and low humidity creating an elevated risk for wildfires. Milwaukee's fire department is set to receive $8 million for new equipment after a budget amendment passed the Finance Committee. That move will pull some of the funds from the Municipal Services Building Project. The increase is more than the mayor's offer, but less than what firefighters are asking for to upgrade their fleet. The full Common Council will vote on the budget soon. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Wisconsin appeals court says a local activist didn't defame a teacher with her online posts. The court ruled Scarlett Johnson's social media comments, including calling Mary McCudden woke and a white savior, were opinions, not statements of fact. Johnson leads the Ozaukee County chapter of Moms for Liberty and said her posts were aimed at school policies, not McCudden herself. The teacher's lawyer says she's still deciding whether to appeal to the state Supreme Court. Milwaukee's making waves in Great Lakes cruising. Officials say the port here will see more cruise ships than ever next year, thanks to new docks and record tourism numbers statewide. In a statement, Governor Evers says the city is becoming a major stop for travelers on the lakes, with millions in spending expected. The South Shore Cruise Dock expansion is ready to open next year, boosting local jobs and waterfront business. Tourism leaders call it a big win for Milwaukee's economy. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops, the Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little breezy today with the wind out of the west gusting to near 30. That means out in the rural areas, we're going to be dealing with elevated grassland fire danger issues. So just keep that in mind. Otherwise, sunny 57 today, partly cloudy 39 tonight, sunny, not as windy, 58 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.